So this is the month of Ramadan. A month that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah azza wa jal will lock the shayateen. There's no longer shayateen around to whisper and deceive you for the batil. There's no shayateen to deceive you for the false. There's no shayateen to whisper in your ear and tell you do this and don't do that. There's no shayateen to influence you for the haram. But there's the shayateen of the ins. If the shayateen of the jinn are not around, but the shayateen of the humans are around, they deceive. The shayateen of the human attract the shayateen of the human also whisper to the man's ear, whisper and even have a lot of influence on that man. Has a lot of influence on the human. A man that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lock the gates of the hellfire, and Allah azza wa jalla will open the gates of the paradise. He the gates of the hellfire are closed for the believers, and he the gates of the paradise are welcoming the believers. This is the month of Ramadan. The month that trains you to monitor yourself. The month of Ramadan is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. That fasting is for me, and I am the one that will reward my servants for it. Yad'u ibn Adam ta'amahu wa sharabahu li fa-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. The son of Adam leaves his food, leaves his water for my sake. Well, the fasting is for me, and I am the one that will reward the son of Adam for fasting. All the other rewards are rewarded through the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assigned to record the rewards. Except the month of Ramadan, the fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assigned himself to reward you for your fasting. Why? Because that worship, the worship of fasting, is one of the ordinary worships. One of the only worships that's only between you and Allah. And you can't show it to others. To pray, you could pray and show others. To pay sadaqah, you could pay and show others. To perform hajj, you could perform hajj and you could show others. But when you fast, it's something that you can't show. When you fast, it's something that you can't appear or expose. So it's something that you can't show off with. It's something they can't expose for people and show people that here I am close to Allah. It's only between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why, during the day when you are fasting, you'll be so hungry and so thirsty that you're desiring for water or all year around. All year around, now month of Ramadan, now fasting, just constantly the same thing day and day and day and day and over day. But subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jalla brings this month in the middle of the year, or the third quarter of the year, for people to renew their relationship between them and Allah, so they could feel more welcome to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you renew relationship and your contract between you and Rabbil Alameen, you realize that He, although you've been lacking, and you've had so much shortcomings towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, you still have the opportunity to make up for it. You still have the opportunity to get closer to Allah. You still have the opportunity for Allah to accept you. For a cup of water or food. But what stops you from taking it? What stops you from eating? What stops you from drinking? Although there's no one around you. Although you could be in the kitchen by yourself, or you could be in a room by yourself, that no one could see you or knows anything about you. What stops you from drinking that cup of water? What stops you from eating that food? Is that you know Allah is watching you. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could see you. You know Allah azza wa jalla knows what's in you. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. So you stop yourself. So you increase your faith with Allah. And you get closer to Allah. And one time after another, one time after another, you'll be closer and closer to Allah. That your whole life, not only in Ramadan, but during the whole year, you'll monitor yourself, saying that whenever you want to fall into something that Allah Azza wa Jal had forbidden you to go to, you know that Allah is watching you, so you abstain yourself away from it. Because there's a lot of things, a lot of the bad things, we would not dare to do in front of people. We would not dare to do in front of friends. We would not dare to do in front of the parents. We would not dare to do in front of the wife or the husband or the kids. We would not dare to do it in front of the manager or the boss. We would not to do it in front of anyone. But subhanAllah, then there's a lot of things that Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden you. Do not dare to do in front of Allah. There's a lot of things that Allah Azza wa Jalla had forbade. Do not commit it. And that's why when Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, O Prophet of Allah, teach me what's Islam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him what's Islam. Then he told him, teach me what's Iman. So the Prophet alayhi salam told him what's Iman. And then he told him, O Prophet Allah, what is the Ihsan? Islam, then Iman, then the highest status of the believer is Ihsan, the best of goods. What is Ihsan, O Prophet of Allah? So he says, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you could see Him and He could see you. And if you can't see Him, which we don't see Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah could see you. This is the Ihsan. This is the high status of a believer. This is the high standard of a believer. Is to believe and to know and to have the yaqeen, the full belief in his heart, that Allah Azza wa Jal could see me. And whatever I do, Allah sees me. Whatever I intend to do, Allah knows about it. Whatever goes through my mind, Allah Azza wa Jal knows about it. So fasting is that worship and exercise that exercises you and gets you stronger with the monitoring, or gets the monitoring system of Allah Azza wa Jal watching you stronger in you, that you know Allah Azza wa Jal could see you at all times. That's the whole idea of fasting. And that's what Allah says, it's for me and I am the one that rewards the son of Adam for fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if the son of Adam, if the believer misses out on one day of Ramadan, if he fasts the whole, or if he fasts all his life to make up for that day, he can't. That's how great the days of Ramadan. That's how honorable the days of Ramadan in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a major, major, major sin for someone not to fast without an excuse. The month of Ramadan is the month of worship. It's an opportunity for you now to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what you lack during the year. I like reading Quran. Now Ramadan comes as an opportunity for me to start reading Quran. If I'm not reading, I'll start reading Quran. If I am reading, I'll start reading more. It's an opportunity for me to make dhikr and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an opportunity for me to stay away from the evil things, from swearing, from talking all evil, talking the bad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدْعَ قَوْلَ الزُّورَ فَلَا حَاجَةٍ لِلَّهِ بِسْهُمِّهِ. That whoever does not leave the evil sayings and the evil words and the evil things that come on the tongue, then Allah Azza wa Jal is no need of his fasting. Allah does not need his fasting. If this man wants to continue saying all these evil words and evil and bad words, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't need his fasting. Ramadan trains you to monitor also yourself, not to say the wrong, not to do the wrong, not to look at the wrong, and not to hear the wrong. That's what fasting does to you. Trains you and puts you in that position and exercises you to be that for the rest of your life. The month of Ramadan is that month that purifies your heart, cleans your heart from all the dirt that you went through the whole year. Cleans your heart, purifies your heart, cleans it from all the evils during the year. Gives you an opportunity for you not to waste your time with food or drink or desires here and there, to sit down between you and yourself and think about what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Gives you an opportunity for you to think about your relationship between you and Allah Azza wa Jal, which all of us do lack. What makes us successful businessmen? And what makes us successful students? And what makes us successful people in all our fields is because every night we sit down and calculate and calculate and calculate and think and think and think, how can I become better? But we hardly do that with our belief. We hardly do that with our religion. So the month of Ramadan, it gives you the opportunity for you to sit down between you and yourself and to think about, how can I become a better Muslim? How can I become a better mu'min? How can I become a better follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can I leave from the haram? How can I stick to myself into what Allah Azza wa Jal had ordered me to do? So this is the month of Ramadan. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man saama Ramadana imana wa ihtisaban ghufra lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Wa fi riwayatin, "Man qama Ramadana imana wa ihtisaban ghufra lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and fulfills the rites of the month of Ramadan correctly and worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stands up on his feet, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his past sins. So the month of Ramadan is the month that you stand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You stand worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. You stand between you and Rabbil Alameen. This is the month of Ramadan. And the virtues of the month of Ramadan is a lot and a lot and a lot. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that لَخَلُوفُ فَمُصَّامَ حَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ رَائِحَةِ الْمِسْكِ. That the changing smell of the breath of the believer who is fasting is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is more beloved to Allah azza wa jal than the perfume of musk. That change of breath that people say, it stinks, yuck, get out of my face, don't speak to me. This smell is more beloved to Allah azza wa jal than the perfume of musk. That's how honorable this believer to Allah azza wa jal. That's how beloved this believer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That his changing of smell is more beloved to Allah than the perfume of musk. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ أو لِلْمُؤْمِنِ فَرْحَتَانِ. For the believer there is two happy moments. فَرْحَ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. One is when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other one is when he breaks his fast. Two happy moments. And the beautiful moment is before you break your fast, is which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it's a moment that Allah does not reject the dua. That period, while you're sitting down on a table or sitting on the ground waiting for the adhan to be called so you could break your fast, that moment and period is a moment that Allah does not reject the dua. So you raise your hands to Allah azza wa jalla and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you. Fasting, ikhwani, fasting, it gives you sympathy, builds sympathy in your heart with your other Muslim brothers all around the whole world. Alhamdulillah, in Australia, maybe we are living in a very comfortable life. But overseas, there's a lot more believers and Muslims out there. There's a lot of Muslims out there that can't get what we get. Probably what we're eating 1 week is what they eat in a whole year. And believe me, there is a lot of people like that. So fasting gives you, it builds that sympathy and makes you sympathize with those people who are starving. This is only for us here in Australia where we live a comfortable life. Maybe that's the month of Ramadan is the only time and it's the only period that we feel starving. It's the only time and period that we don't eat. But for other people, it's every single day happening and they are forced to. So fasting makes you sympathize with those people, makes you remember those people, that you have to be generous to those people. And that's why sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, أَيُّ الصَّدَقَةِ أَفْضَلُ, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صَدَقَةٌ فِي رَمَضَانٍ, في شهر رمضان, which donation is the best donation, alayhi salatu wa sallam said, the donation in the month of Ramadan. A lot of people are starving, it makes you remember, these people, I'm going through this, maybe now, then in the month of Ramadan. But there's a lot of people out there that go through this nearly every single day. They go through this for every single day for the rest of their lives. Sympathize with them. Remember that Allah Azza wa Jal had put you higher than them with the rizq that He's given you. Fulfill the rights of this rizq. Fulfill the rights of this provision that Allah Azza wa Jal had given you. The month of Ramadan is a great opportunity for all of us to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Not only in that month, but after that month. The whole idea of this month is to give you that boost to go forward. Not at the end of Ramadan, here I don't know Allah anymore and I go back to my old habits and my old doings. But the month of Ramadan is that push for you to go forward for the rest of your life. Not just for the month of Ramadan. And that's a problem with all of us. Now the month of Ramadan comes, mashallah, we become so good. After the month of Ramadan, we'll do things worse than what we used to do before Ramadan. Now you have the intention, inshallah, that here is the month of Ramadan, I'm good, and after the month of Ramadan, I'm better. Here is the month of Ramadan, I'm strong, and after the month of Ramadan, I'm stronger. Here is the month of Ramadan, I'm close with Allah, and after the month of Ramadan, I'm closer. There's no such thing called, wallah, casual or part-time Muslims. I am a full-time believer, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's who I am, I'm a Muslim. Not just in the month of Ramadan. But ikhwani, take the opportunity of this month to be strong with Allah, so after Ramadan you are stronger and you go forward and forward and forward and you never look back. How could you go back with the shaitan after Allah Azza wa Jalla took away from him? How could you go back to the haram after Allah Azza wa Jalla saved you from it? How could you go back to the hellfire after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you the paradise? Take advantage of the month of Ramadan. And istiqamah is an important thing. Istiqamah is to be firm. It's to be sturdy and firm in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. You keep on going forward and forward and forward. A man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, "Oh Prophet Allah, I want to ask you something that I don't want to ask anyone after you." So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam tells him. He told him, "Oh Prophet Allah, I want to ask you something and tell me something I don't want to ask anyone after you." So alayhi salatu wa sallam tells him, "Qul amantu billahi thumma istaqim." Say, "I believe in Allah," and be firm on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be straight on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go straight on the deen of Allah azza wa jal. Build up your steps with Rabbil Alameen. Build up your levels with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't go behind. Say, "I believe in Allah," and go forward. And Allah praised those people who have istiqama. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Allah Almighty and Glory says that those ones who say Allah is our Lord and they are straight and they have straightforwardness into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels descend down on them saying, "Do not fear anyone and don't be afraid of anyone. We are with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you happiness in this world and the hereafter, and you've got what you want in this world and the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jalla is with you in this world and the hereafter." So this is istiqamah. Have the intention that I want to have istiqamah. Take opportunity of the month of Ramadan to work on your other fellow mates. Every single one of us has a mate or a brother or a friend that's off the track, astray, with the shaitan. The month of Ramadan is the best opportunity for you to work on him. And keep on working on him till after the month of Ramadan. Drag him with you to the mosque. In Ramadan, after Ramadan. Remind him about Allah. In Ramadan, after Ramadan. All the time, preach to him. Preach to them. Remind them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell them about the virtues of the month of Ramadan. Tell them how to get closer to Allah azza wa jal. Work on them not to fall into the haram and to go back to the old habits. You be the best example. There's no shayateen around. So you take advantage. But I'll tell you something, shaitan's been working for the last 330 days, so he's got a rest for the last 30 days, so he's going to go out so strong. He's relaxed for 330 days. He's going to go out after Ramadan, very strong. So you be stronger. Shaitan's going to the hellfire. The believer goes to the paradise. So you work on your Muslim brothers, work on the Muslim sisters, bring them to the deen, and work on them. Put them in the right environment. The most important thing is environment. Siyam in Arabic means stopping or pausing. It could be meaning anything. Stopping eating food or drinking water or stopping talking, anything. The word, the actual word, siyam or sam, means stopping. It's derived from that meaning of the Arabic into the sharia meaning, which means stopping eating and drinking and sexual intercourse during the month of Ramadan from dawn to sunset. I want to go into, inshaAllah, the recommended things in the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, then we'll open it to the brothers to ask the questions, whatever they want to ask about the month of Ramadan. The two main things in the month of Ramadan is the intention and stopping the food and eating and the sexual intercourse. With the intention. The intention, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. That all the deeds are according to the intention. وَإِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتُ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. And for every man what they intend. So the intention is important. The intention is that what distinguishes between the habits and the worships. And you could, some of us are on diet, don't want to drink, don't want to eat. So what's the difference between that diet and fasting? Why does he get rewarded for the fasting in the month of Ramadan and doesn't get rewarded when they are on a diet? Although they're doing the same things. The difference is, he has the intention of the worship for fasting and he has the intention of diet. So this is the difference. Same thing with wudu. You wake up every morning, you wash your face, you gargle your mouth, you wash your hair, you wash your hands. What's the difference between that and the wudu? Why is that considered to be wudu that you get rewarded for? And that's considered to be just washing the face and the head and the hands. Because you had the intention that I want to wash my hands and face and hair for the sake of praying. And here, you just wake up and just want to wash your face. So the intention is important. The intention is what differentiates between the habits and the worships. With the intention, you must have the intention that I want to fast this month, the month of Ramadan. Hala month of Ramadan, for example, Monday is the first day of fasting. The intention must be before Fajr. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ لَمْ يُبَيِّتِ الصِّيَامَ مَنْ لَمْ يُبَيِّتِ الصِّيَامَ فَلَا صِيَامَ لَهُ. Whoever does not intend or have the intention of fasting the month of Ramadan before Fajr, then there's no fasting for them. So intention is important. An intention must be done before Fajr. It doesn't mean it's got to be done 5 minutes before the Adhan of Fajr. It's got to be done all night, just before you sleep. It could be done after Maghrib, after Taraweeh. When you go to bed at 10 o'clock p.m. in a night or midnight. You have the intention that tomorrow inshaAllah I want to fast. You must have the intention before Fajr. If you wake up after Fajr and you did not intend before Fajr, you've got no fasting on that day. Your fasting is not accepted. So intention is important. And it could be any time before Fajr. Some people say, Wallah Shaykh, I wake up for Suhoor and I forgot to intend. Then what did you wake up for Suhoor? That's intention itself. Waking up for Suhoor itself, that's intention itself. What did you usually wake up for Suhoor? You never wake up for Suhoor. So this time you wake up for Suhoor for what? Because you want to fast. So that's intention itself. So intention is important. Now, the scholars recommend to renew your intention every single night. Every night you renew your intention. Every night, inshallah, I want to fast tomorrow. I want to fast tomorrow. And a lot of the scholars say one intention for the beginning of the month is enough for the whole month. And you intend on Monday, for example, the month of Ramadan, there Allah in my heart, I intend to fast the month of Ramadan for the next 30 days. So intention could be done for the first month that I intend for the rest of the month, or it's better recommended that every single day you renew your intentions. The other main condition is not to eat anything, not to drink anything. In other words, nothing should go past the throat. Here's your throat. Nothing should go past the throat, whether it's food or water or any other substance that you could see or touch. And that includes all the other things, like for example, tablets, asthma puffs. All those things, because all substances that go past the throat, anything that goes past the throat during the fast, which is from dawn to the sunset, it breaks your fast. So you're not allowed to have anything through that except your saliva. Your saliva is something that you can't do anything about. Allah Azza wa Jal had created the saliva in the mouth of the human being for a reason. Could you imagine your mouth with no saliva? It would be so dry, you can't eat, you can't breathe, you can't chew anything. So the saliva is the only thing that could go past. With the saliva, okay, talking about this, if you have leftover food around your teeth or in your tongue, okay, or around your tongue, and then, like for example, you ate your suhoor, and then after Fajr, you feel these things left around your tongue or in your teeth, you can't swallow that. You have to spit it out. Same thing if your tongue is bleeding or your mouth is bleeding. You can't swallow that blood. You have to spit it out. Unless it goes down by force without you realizing. So the whole idea about food or water is nothing goes past the throat. Nothing goes past the throat except the saliva. Okay. Sexual intercourse. Okay. Sexual contact, kissing, touching. It's alright. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to do that. If you know how you're not going to. You're not going to go over the limit. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to kiss us, yani his wives, during the month of Ramadan when he was fasting. And then she said, who could grab his desires the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to grab his desires. So kissing, touching is permissible during the month of Ramadan, during fasting, if you know you're not going to go extend. But if any ejaculation during that, even if there was no sexual intercourse, it breaks your fast and you are sinful for it. Okay? So this is with the sexual intercourse. So these are the three main things during the month. No water, no drinking, no food, nothing goes past the throat, or sexual intercourse and sexual contact if you know that this is going to lead to a sexual intercourse. The other things also is forcing yourself to vomit. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever forces himself to vomit breaks his fast. And whoever is forced to vomit, yani maybe because of illness, he vomited because of illness, he was forced to vomit, this doesn't break the fast. So whoever forces themselves to vomit, it breaks the fast. Now with other things like medicines, okay, with the injection. Okay, the injection, if that injection gives you proteins, it feeds you, or this injection goes to, it's connected to the stomach, it breaks your fast. But if it's injection in the veins, or it's injections for viruses, whatever, that does not break the fast. With drops, okay, majority of scholars say drops in the ear or the nose, if it's going to go to the throat, breaks the fast. Okay, drops in the eyes, it's alright. Drops anywhere else, it's alright. But drops in the ear, because it's connected to the throat, and if you have a drop in the ear, you could feel the taste in the throat. So these are the main things, these are the main things that you should abstain away during the month of Ramadan. There's also things that you should not do, which is talking about the haram, looking at the haram, hearing the haram. These things are all forbidden in the month of Ramadan. If someone does do them, his fasting is not broken, he continues his fast, and his fasting still valid, but he loses his reward. Like for example, someone is fasting, and then they start to swear, and start to say all these bad words, and evil words on his tongue. Okay? His fasting is correct, but he lost the rewards of that fasting. So he doesn't have to make up that day of fasting. Of course, the whole idea, as I said, for fasting is to abstain away from all these evil actions and all the haram, so you could train yourself and exercise yourself into what Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to be. There's recommended things in the month of Ramadan. Number one thing recommended, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam recommended people to break their fast early. Straight away, when you hear the call of Adhan, break your fast. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam also used to break his fast on 3 dates and a cup of water if there's no dates, or 3 dates and a cup of water. Then he used to go and pray. By then the stomach is warmed up and then you eat what you have to eat. Also with suhoor, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended the suhoor, which is the pre-dawn meal, even if it was a cup of water. And that's just before 5 or 10 minutes before Adhan. Now the calendars that you have has got imsak, which is 10 minutes before Adhan Fajr. The whole idea is you stop eating and drinking on Adhan or Fajr. But they put it 10 minutes before to be on the safe side. And that's why you stop 5 or 10 minutes before, so you could be on the safe side. You stop on the Adhan. Idan, oh Allah, at the end of the Adhan. Then hear that. That's not true. You stop on the Adhan. A lot of people, I don't know where they get the fatwa is, that wallahi, you could stop at the end of the Adhan. No, you stop at the beginning of the Adhan, because that's when Fajr enters. Fajr enters at the beginning of Adhan, not the end of Adhan. So you stop your food or your drinking, whatever you have in your mouth, if the Adhan is cold, you spit it out. You don't continue. With the month of Ramadan, it's recommended to recite Quran. Alayhi salatu wasalam, Jibreel used to descend down to him, and used to revise with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the month of Ramadan the whole Quran. The last year, alayhi salatu wasalam, of his life, alayhi salatu wasalam recited the Quran with Jibreel twice. And alayhi salatu wasalam used to make i'tikaf. I'tikaf, the last 10 days of Ramadan, you come and sleep in the mosque. Just isolate yourself from all the worldly things and the materialistic things of this world. You sit down between you and Allah for 10 days monitoring the night of Qadr. And inshallah we'll talk about the night of Qadr one night or one day inshallah during the month of Ramadan. Just monitoring and observing when is the night of Qadr. And worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, praying to Allah, reading the Quran, making dhikr. Just thinking about the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Thinking is also a form of worship. And also in the month of Ramadan, these other things also recommended, maybe inshallah when we open the discussion with the brothers, they remind me of them. Also recommend in the month of Ramadan to feed the fasting people, to invite people or to feed the people who are fasting. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you'll get all their rewards. Like for example, if you invite 5 people, to break Ihada, to feed them after Adhan and Maghrib, it's like you got the rewards of 5 people who had fast. Like, yani, your rewards are 6 times on that day. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended that, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the companions described him, that he was generous, and the most times that he used to be generous is in the month of Ramadan. Subhanak Allah, hamdak, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka. May Allah make this month, blessed month on all of us, inshaAllah.